Hey, everybody, welcome to another Mailbag Monday when we take time to answer questions that a lot of people have mailed in, sent in, emailed in. So we've got a ton of stuff. So, Mike?
Oh, it's on me, huh?
Oh, no. I'm just going to start with you, though.
Oh, well.
So, Mike, let's first
say thank you to our partners.
Yes, we do.
You guys make it possible for us to do this podcast.
This would not happen without you.
The equipment, everything. Everything costs money, you know that.
Yep.
Even your internet at home costs money. We have to pay internet, too, except business internet.
Yes.
I don't think it's any faster, but for some reason it costs 50 times more. So anyway.
I don't get that either.
I've never understood that. But you pay what you got to pay. But it's possible because of you. It's because of your giving. And thank you for praying for us, too, because that really does make a difference. I know people say, yeah, I know you say you want us to pray, but you really want to check. You know, well, yeah.
Both are critical.
Wonderful things.
None of this here today, none of this is free.
But your prayers.
And so
prayers do make
a
huge
And we're not
a
part
difference.
Of a denomination nope. that supports us every month. It is
a
total faith. We totally depend on partners like you. And
yes.
so thank you very much.
We're very, very
thank
grateful.
You for your prayers.
Right.
Because, you know, I've seen ministers not have a prayer support and
not
fall.
Going anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
so
going
we covet your prayers.
Yes.
And
that's actually more important than the – because God's going to supply our need – regardless where it comes from.
You.
But he might do it through you. Right at you.
Okay,
so,
guys.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, also, don't forget to hit subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And please share on Facebook and Instagram
with
your friends.
Tell people about us.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you do, I should have mentioned this, if you do want to become a partner, just go to joemcgee.com.
Yes.
joemcgee.com. And right at the top of the page, it shows you how you can become a partner. It's very simple to do. So
thank you guys.
All right, now listen, can you explain to me how my spouse can get so angry and loud and then have the nerve to tell me that they are not mad? It's just because they're frustrated. Is this a guy thing?
Sure.
It is with me.
I was going to say, my dictionary says that. I don't know about yours, but yeah.
I tell my wife that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you do?
Well, I've heard of people who can get upset.
I'm not mad. I'm just responding to what you just said.
No, I have this thing where I can get like really upset, even when it totally 100% know it's my fault, and just the fact that it got brought up. I guess maybe it's because I have to
defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism because you're playing it back in your head of how bad you messed up, and just the fact that somebody was to bring that up and make you think about it makes you mad.
Somehow I gotta blame them.
I know I react mad. I react mad all the time, and I thought I'm not mad at you. I'm just frustrated. I totally get that
and,
way.
And you are the target.
I'm the target.
No, like I'm frustrated, and you to your spouse.
Romans 2:1. Be careful when you judge somebody else.
Ooh.
For when you judge somebody else, you condemn yourself, for it takes one to know one. Message translation.
Right. And people know when they've done something.
Yeah, yeah.
People know. I love this story. It talks about how we all have those things where you wish you could go back and change it. We all have those things where it's like you've done something so stupid. Most of it is like when we're all like, in our late teens, 20s.
Oh, 20s.
You do so many things that you look back at later and you think.
I know. I want to go back and apologize to everybody.
Yeah, no. Seriously, I would. I would go back and apologize to a lot of people. But this guy was saying how he said, ever get those things where you just – the thought crosses your mind and it's so bad and you feel like such an idiot that you have to shout it out like, be in the shower.
Woo.
And – be in the shower and like something across your mind, you go, ah!
And your wife, who are you talking
to? Yeah, your wife.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, and then your wife come and knock on the door and she say, honey, you okay? And I say, yeah, I just turned the hot water on too much.
Yeah.
And she said, every day? So anyway.
Right after work?
Yeah.
You know, one thing that in our society, we have programmed everyone to just go with their feelings. With my children, we were talking about this the other day. I am pretty steady. I don't really have highs or lows. But usually I get quiet. My kids will tell you, if I get quiet,
not good.
That is the danger zone.
Not good.
But I'm not a yeller or anything. But I remember when my kids were little, I would say to them, look, You control your emotions. They don't control you.
Mm-hmm.
You make a decision now. And one time my son came up to me and it was so funny. He just was like two. And he goes, and I said, what is he doing? And he comes up to me and does it again. And I go, what is he doing? And my husband goes, oh, he's doing the silent scream. Uh-huh. And I go, what is that? And he goes, well, I told him if he's frustrated, do that. And so he did, and he did it for about 6 months, and he would never scream or anything, but he would just do that emotion, and then, I mean, do that, you know, face, and then, but also when my daughter went through puberty, where it can be a very emotional time, I said, this can control you, or you can control it. You make the decision. And I said, I've seen people that they stop living.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. So, and Joe can attest to this. I have the most easygoing kids.
Yes.
Because, you know, I just would say, you're going to get control of those emotions. Yeah. And now, no, don't get me wrong. When my 20s, I was but I learned through time that that hurt people and that affected people and mm-hmm. that my response, you know, and so typically in an anxious situation when somebody's upset and everything, I mean that, you know, where it talks about a soft word turns away wrath.
Yes.
I usually get real quiet. Like, you know, one time Mike, for example, was upset.
Yes, I was.
The only time I've ever seen him upset.
Yeah, well, I was a quiet upset, though.
You were.
I had, like, the twitch, like, he's going to snap. He's going to
well,
snap.
Well, we went to a meeting, and I said, where's Mike? And they said, he's walking around the parking lot.
Oh, dude, I had, like, Michael Douglas falling down.
Yes, you
type
did.
Of, like, almost lost it day. I don't know what happened that day. But
well, I do. It was a lot of things led up to that moment.
Well, I say about that specific question is that, yes, I think, at least in my experience, I've seen it more with guys who get either embarrassed or can't Ooh. Hardly handle the fact that they've done something. So guys, and actually I didn't know this until you mentioned it, but and it seems like a no-brainer, but it's like Joe said, men don't, the worst thing you can do to men is make them look stupid. Guys don't want to look stupid. And it's like, you know, I had never thought of it before, but I thought how many times where I'll get, if I'm made to feel stupid, I'll get mad.
Man.
And if my wife brings up something that I know I did 100% wrong, but maybe we haven't talked about it, but just having it brought back up again, I'll react angry. And I'm not angry at her. I'm actually angry at the thing, but you wouldn't know from my response. So yeah, she's going to think I'm mad at her, but it's not. It's just flat out ignorance. I don't know, but it happens more with guys.
And sometimes we take for granted the ones we love.
Yes,
we do. Oh yeah, because we feel like we can show,
and they know us more.
Yeah, and the thing, and that
I get away with this with you. You know me.
And I've never heard anybody but Joe say this, but he said, you know, you can't talk to them like that because they're still your sister and brother in the Lord, which I'd never heard before, which was a little odd.
Well, see, I think I've proven I can talk to them. No, but you're right though. But you're absolutely right. If for some reason we feel like it's excusable because we have, like, they're
justified.
Like, see, my wife is my very best friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes my only friend. Yeah, you would get that.
I can't share this with you. Yeah. Who's going to share it?
Yeah,
with
but I mean, just like you're the only person.
I was spewing my water out. When yeah.
but it's like the, and I know that I can tell her anything or show her anything, and I think that I can, and it's not right. It's not, you just don't do that. But we're all at different places.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So I've achieved.
We're all human. We're all human. We all scoop with our lower lip every day. Have to jump back up and spit it out.
So the fact of the matter is he can show anger and react in anger to you and it not have anything to do with you whatsoever.
Yes.
So that's
okay. Now, I can imagine this could be a big challenge. Joe, what is your thoughts on this? Because you don't really do this, but my husband spends money we don't have and seems to think everything is just going to work out. I'm the one stuck with making ends meet. How do I get him to see the unfairness of what that does to me?
Well, the most logical thing, if you went and saw somebody professional, let's say get a working budget and pull it out one day a week and show it to one another. Here's what you spent in the last 7 days. Here's what we had to spend. We're this far in debt, and where do you plan to get this money from? Because next week, we're already in debt because you spent it this week. You spent money we did not have. And so putting on a piece of paper I love paper. It's like, what is it? Well, this is the budget we had, and this is what you spent. And so this is how far in debt we are. So next week, what are we going to do next week? And it's just real simple. You don't yell, don't holler. Where are we going to get the money next week? I don't know. Neither do I. And so evidently, we're going to eat a lot of romaine noodles and drink a lot of water, and there'll be no more Pepsi Cola, and we're not going to the local burger place. We're going to eat leftovers, if there are any. And so somehow, you got to use natural things. God used natural things to teach spiritual laws. Jesus did it, you know. What are you going to do? Hey, tax collector, get down to that tree. I want to go home and eat lunch with you. Well, he's a tax collector. I know who he is. I know. Hey, tax collector, get down. I'll go eat lunch with you. Nobody eats lunch with a tax collector. I do. Prostitutes would hang around Jesus. What's all these prostitutes doing? Well, he's giving them hope. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Jesus ministered to all the people nobody wanted to hang around with all the time. He came to save the lost. And so when you're married, this is your gift from God. And so do you love them? Yeah. Well, you got to tell them the truth. Love tells the truth. You don't yell, scream, holler, and cuss. You don't do it late at night. But once a week, you got to sit down. Hey, I just need to know something from you. Here's how much we spent this week. I think most of this is yours. So next week, we're in a deficit next week because we only get paid every 2 weeks. So where do we get grocery money next week? Where do we get gas money next week? Well, the credit card's already at maximum. So where do we get it now? And so eventually, you just got to keep narrowing it down, and truth will set you free. And so people, well, is there an easier way? No. They can hire an expensive counselor. Maybe they can do. They're going to do the same thing.
They are going
to
do.
They're going to take you to a piece of paper and just run numbers.
Right.
Well, guys, the reason you're in debt, you spend too much. You spend more than you make. So get a budget.
I think that's really smart, though, just giving a piece of paper because you don't have to even argue.
No.
You just put a piece of paper. But at least it's that vague words in the ether about we don't have the money. That doesn't mean a whole lot, but we really don't have it to spend. Well, you think, you know, most people just say, well,
I work hard. I make a lot of money.
Exactly. But if it's on paper and you can see the numbers, you can't fight that. And it's not, there's no bias to it. I mean, it's not like
men,
this is how I feel.
Men love that piece of paper. They do. It's like, you don't argue, you don't yell, just show them a piece of paper. What do you reckon we get this
from? I don't like the paper myself. Yeah, but that's just, I'm a guy, but you know.
That it works.
But it works. Yeah, it does work. So.
I hope that answered it.
I did. Well, my wife one time, once, she said, okay, then we talked about
your wife
it.
And is, by the way, great with money.
I know. That's why it's like I'm a musician from.
You
like,
marry your like, opposite.
Why
you
would
marry
you?
Your opposite.
But she said, basically, you know, I said, well, I'll just take care of it. It lasted about a week. And
you did? Oh,
yeah. In a week, I almost put us in the poorhouse. I was like. It's like, no. And I just figured, like, I'm not gonna fight about this anymore. I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I don't want to have to do this. This is ridiculous.
Ooh,
I don't know.
No, you did. Mike married a wonderful woman.
I flunked math.
That has saved me many times in my life.
Yeah.
Saved me.
Very gifted.
Yes,
very
she is.
Gifted.
All right, guys.
I balance her well. I bring the balance. She's gifted, and I bring the balance to that
you
gift.
Do. It's the truth.
Yes, we all need your balance. Okay, I've never really read the Bible because it all runs together and I can't make sense of it. How does someone read and understand the Bible? Reading Psalms and Proverbs is a great start, but after that, what?
I say the same thing every time. Go to the last book. Go to Revelation. Get a modern translation. My favorite's the New Living Translation. And you get one real cheap at any bookstore. Start in chapter 1 and go all the way through. And it's going to be like half you're going to understand, half it's going to be Greek and Hebrew. But the Bible says, blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. It's the only book of the 66 books that has a blessing attached to it. So I say, start with Revelation. Start with the end. Now, I'm old-fashioned. It's like, Angel and I, we'd fight a little bit when we first got married. You want to watch a movie? Sure. And I'd always ask her, how does it end?
We didn't really fight. Well, but we you know, I would say, let's watch a movie. And he'd say, how does it end? And I'd say, I'm not going to tell you that. That ruins it.
I'm not going to watch it. I don't watch a movie unless I know how it ends. Does it end good? Does the good guy win? Then I'm not going to waste money in 2 hours watching the stupid
thing.
Well,
and Joe has a real affinity for John Wayne movies.
I love them all.
And, like, I think I've watched Rooster Cogburn, like, 4 times in the last 6 months. If you sit down and Joe has the clicker, or the whatever you call it, it's either Andy Griffith or the, John Wayne.
Or the Western Channel.
And every once in a while, I'll see one, oh, I haven't seen that Andy Griffith in a long time. But there's always a good message.
My favorite
there.
Andy Griffith was the one where Barney was starting his own restaurant, and he was going to call it the Chicken Licking Bean Pot.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one. Are you telling me?
Oh, I'm serious.
No, my favorite was Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, yeah.
When he throw rocks to the windows.
Ernest T. Bass. But who were the messed up family? I mean, the ones that were really jacked up and played the instruments.
Oh, yeah. The
Darlings.
The Darlings. Yeah. I like the Darlings. That was the best casting.
About your musician mass murderers in a house. Shut up. Together. It was scary. Anyway.
Well, I'll mess with everybody.
So anyway.
I grew up watching Andy Griffith. But almost nobody named Andy Griffiths was married. Andy wasn't married.
Oh, yeah.
Barney wasn't married. You know,
B wasn't married.
You know, only the mayor.
Floyd wasn't married. No, the town drunk was.
Goober wasn't married.
No, Goober wasn't, but Goma, what was the drunk's name? Otis.
Otis
was married.
Otis was married. The drunk and the mayor were married.
The mayor and Otis are the only two people who I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really.
No wonder they got along.
Way ahead of its time.
Yeah. Man, if I had Aunt Bea cooking those meals for me, that would make for a peaceful household.
Go to sleep.
What was the question?
What was the question, Ben? It was.
Oh, it's about reading the Bible, and you said go to Revelation first. Oh,
yeah, go to Revelation.
How in the world do we get there? Then
chicken licking bean pie.
Back up to Romans. Romans chapter 1. Read the book of Romans. Get a nice liberal translation, something you understand.
Now, when you say liberal translation, like, give us a, like.
Avoid the King James.
Like, the New Living?
Yes. I studied the King James, but read either the Amplified, the New Living. New Living is my favorite. I read an Amplified every now and then. Too many words, but I still like it. And so get you a translation you understand. And don't read it and say, I don't understand that. Well, then get another translation. Get something you do understand. And so start reading your Bible.
I'd like to suggest something that Joe just started. In fact, I think it starts this Wednesday or next Wednesday.
Yes.
Which will be, what is today? Today is the 17th. It's the 20-somethingth of June.
Let me look.
Yeah, let's find out when that Wednesday is. He is starting a brand new series about Through the Bible with Joe McGee.
Whoa.
And
it's good.
Now, I don't know how you are, but, like, to me, things make a whole lot more sense if I can.
The 23rd.
The 23rd. The 23rd of June is going to be beginning of Through the Bible with Joe McGee.
Yep.
That's on Wednesday, not Friday?
Yeah, it's on Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
No. It is on Friday.
I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. I'm sorry. Where we normally had Heroes of the Bible, what Joe's doing is he's going back to the beginning. I'm sorry about the Wednesday. So it's going to be the 29th?
25th.
On Friday.
25th of June. It's going to be a Friday. The Heroes of Faith is no longer going. It's going to be called Through the Bible with Joe McGee. What he's going to do is back up and go
chronological. A to Z, start to finish.
Linear.
I have to say, Joe teaches the Bible and makes it real in a way that I have never heard anybody. And I'm not saying that just because you're my husband.
I'm no sugar.
But for instance, a lot of people don't realize, everybody thinks that Genesis is the first book that was written in the Bible, and it's not. Job, the book of Job, was actually the first book ever written, but it's not in chronological order. So what Joe is doing is going through the scripture. He's going from beginning to end and kind of laying out a groundwork of this person was the father of this person, and this person did this, and this is how come they're
it's
important.
In order. God did everything in order.
And you know what's good about that is today most churches don't have Sunday school.
Yeah.
You know, I was raised in Sunday school,
yes.
And there was a lot that I took from Sunday school. I remember when when I got married, we went to work for a nationwide ministry.
Yep.
And the two preachers that were running the ministry were not raised in church, but both of their wives, me and this other wife, were. And one night we played Bible trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And so these evangelists thought they were going to show us what to do. But we had been in church our whole lives, so we played Bible trivia, and we just beat them so bad, and it made them a little feisty, I have to say, but it's true. Listen to this, because it is a good replacement for that solid teaching that you do not get so one-on-one, so individualized.
Well, you have to understand, Genesis covers 2,500 years of Jewish history. One book. The entire New Testament only covers 70 years. The entire New Testament only covers 70 years. Genesis alone covers 2,500. And so you, we're going to have these
little
tidbits.
I've never heard anybody say that right there.
And it's almost like, and no, then you'll say, actually. Every time you say, oh, I understand that. Oh, and it'll be a revelation that you will love. And you get to mess with your friends all the time. That's not true. No, Joe said it, and we got scripture to back it up.
It is so good, and it makes the scriptures really come alive. Even this morning, we were eating this morning, and we started talking about Jonah and the whale.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how did his skin get bleached so white? And Joe goes, he must have looked awful, you know, coming up on that beach. Well, what made me think about it is some guy claims he just got swallowed by a whale. Did you see that? And the doctor said, eh. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So Joe said, well, the acid in his stomach. He was talking
acid,
to me. Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm like, wonder what it smelled like in there and what it
was. Yeah. He was skanky when he came out. By the way, the whale took him back to where he got in the water. He didn't take him to Nineveh. He still had to get on shore and get another boat and go to Nineveh. For God is where God sent him. It's like, so when he got off that thing, they thought, why did they react to him so well? Because he looked scary coming off of it. He looked
especially
like a ghost.
Especially for the Middle Eastern culture.
Oh,
they
man.
All had tans.
Oh, man. Like, whoa. So, the Bible says everybody in that country repented from the king to the lowest person in a moment. They all repented. Why? Well, that's scary. Why thing just got spit out of that fish?
They probably thought it was a ghost.
Woo. And it was a short sermon. All he said was repent. Shortest sermon in the Bible. Repent.
Yeah.
And they did. And so God knew what he was doing. God's got a great sense of humor.
Some people will be surprised to know that Noah didn't build the ark, or Jonah didn't build the ark.
I know.
It was Noah. But a lot of people seriously don't know. They're like, well, who came first? Did Jonah come before Noah? Did Noah become this or that?
So this is going to be an important teaching.
It's a groundwork. Yeah, it'll actually help you. If you have non-Christian friends, they're going to ask you questions about – they're going to ask you questions about, why did God? In fact, there's a question in one of our things that was sent in about why does the God of the Old Testament, he's killing, wanting them to slaughter everybody. And the one in the New Testament is, love you so much, I sent my son.
Now.
It's like, what happened there? You know, I mean, why is there a difference?
Actually, we're going to hit that question next Monday.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen. Don't forget to pray for us every week. We really appreciate it. But also, Joe has two wonderful books, one for men. I know Father's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And so The Lover, Leader, Provider is an awesome book for fathers. For a birthday present or somebody that's newly getting married or someone that's even thinking about getting married. This will lay a powerful groundwork for them.
Yeah, and even though it's not Father's Day, go ahead and get it, man.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's good.
And then
day.
Smart Moms.
Woo!
Listen, this is such an encouraging book for mothers
that
are already on the path to being a great smart mom. This is just the encouragement that you need to continue your journey as a successful
Think,
parent.
Think, say, do, and pray. It's real simple.
Yes. And I have a few things to say in there myself.
Yes, you have a lot of things to say in there.
But we love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week. Send in your questions to mail@joemcgeeministries.com.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Bye. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.